Galatians 4, chapter 4, verse 4, has been a verse that has stuck with me for many years. And it goes like this, that in the fullness of time, God sent his only son, born of the woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters of God. This is the great mystery that we celebrate today, tonight, as we come together to celebrate this great mystery, that God, who did not have to become incarnate, nevertheless did, out of sheer grace and sheer love for you and for me. What a blessing it is to celebrate this mystery together. We celebrate this sacred night, this sacred birth of our Lord each and every year. And this is very often familiar to us. The story that we hear year after year is familiar to us. We know that Joseph and Mary traveled a great distance. They come to Bethlehem in order to follow the law. They hoped to encounter a welcome there, but instead rejection. But that didn't dismay them. And so God was born in a humble stable and placed in a manger. And even in the midst of the chaos surrounding Mary and Joseph, the great distress they had to experience of uprooting their home and traveling to a great distance and encountering rejection once again. In the midst of this turmoil and this chaos, the light of the world entered. And God wants to do the same with us. Right, even in the midst of our own darkness, our own struggles, that's precisely where God wants to enter in. And this story is very beautiful, and it includes so many details that perhaps we've overlooked. We do not see the hidden realities that God has given to us in this story. We are told that Mary wrapped her child in swaddling cloths. These sorts of cloths would have been used to swaddle lambs, to wrap them, to cover them, to protect their wool from being blemished by dirt, blood, or whatever. And so when the shepherds hear from the angels that they will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, they recognize this baby is different from any other baby being born. This baby is wrapped in the same cloths as a lamb, the one who would be sacrificed. This baby is placed in a manger, the place where animals eat, a place that is far from perfect, perhaps smelled quite awful. And yet this is where God wants to be food for us. And we know that Jesus, at each and every Mass, comes and once again dwells here, not in a manger, but on an altar, but nevertheless becomes food for us. That in the miracle of the Mass, In a very real way, the wood of the cross and the wood of the manger are in a way intimately tied right here on the altar. And God's love is made manifest to us. God didn't have to come into our world, but he did so because he wanted to show his profound love. He could have come in a grand way as a great king. He could have come with great power and might, but instead he chose a way of humility. He chose to be little, to contain himself in the womb of the Blessed Mother for 9 months, and then to be born in such a humble way. It shows the audacity of God, that he turns the tables upon their, he turns the tables and does everything in a way very unexpectedly. God is the light of the world, that in this moment, the true light that casts out all darkness enters into the world, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We know that this is a great source of great joy for us. It gives us the chance of salvation. This is the beginning of our redemption. And so it is a cause for great joy. However, we also know that this time of year, this great celebration, can also be a burden for some. For some of us who perhaps have lost a loved one in the past year. Perhaps we are carrying a burden in our hearts that we don't wish to carry, and we would much rather remove it from our shoulders. Perhaps we are dealing with a wound, a struggling with something in our past that is burning in our hearts. This time of year can be a great struggle for some. But our Lord Jesus nevertheless enters into our hearts. It's right in the midst of our struggles that he enters in. He does not judge us. He does not hold on to our past. He gives us always the opportunity for mercy when we encounter him in the great sacrament of confession. He has adopted us through the gift of baptism to be his sons and daughters. In all the sacraments, we encounter our Lord there in the manger. We encounter him there, giving us his peace in the midst of turmoil. We celebrate this great mystery with great hope, with great faith, that the true light has entered into this world, that God has so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that in the fullness of time, he was born among us.